DeepEnglish.com.
Miss Unsinkable, Active Speaking Part B. Violet worked on the Olympic for just 1 year before the first of her three disasters. How long did Violet work on the Olympic? Violet worked on the Olympic for just 1 year. It was a calm day and the seas were quiet when the HMS Hawk mysteriously slammed into the side of the Olympic. Was it a windy day? No, it wasn't a windy day. It was a calm day. Were the seas quiet? Yes, the seas were quiet. No one knows what led the Hawk to run right into the giant Olympic. Why did the Hawk run into the giant Olympic? No one knows what led the Hawk to run right into the giant Olympic. At the time, none of the guests were in their guest rooms, which is where the Hawk first hit. Where did the Hawk first hit? The Hawk first hit the guest rooms. Because of this lucky timing, no one died. Why did no one die? No one died because of the lucky timing. Even though the Hawk tore a hole into the side of the Olympic, the ship was able to return before it sank. Did the Hawk tear a hole into the side of the Olympic? Yes, the Hawk tore a hole into the side of the Olympic. Did the ship sink? No, the ship didn't sink. Violet returned safely and didn't even mention the accident in her diary. What did Violet say about the accident? Violet didn't even mention the accident in her diary. Violet's next job was aboard the Titanic, and almost everyone knows how that story ends. Does almost everyone know what happened to the Titanic? Yes, almost everyone knows what happened to the Titanic. When the ship first hit the iceberg, Violet was in her room. What did the ship hit? The ship hit an iceberg. Where was Violet? Violet was in her room. She heard a crash and a crunch. She turned to her roommate and said, "Sounds as if something has happened." What did she hear? She heard a crash and a crunch. What did she say to her roommate? She said to her roommate, "Sounds as if something has happened." Violet headed into the hallway where Stuart told her the ship was sinking. What did the steward say to her? The steward said the ship was sinking. Violet had told her shipmates about her accident on the Olympic and thought they must be pulling her leg. Did she think they were pulling her leg? Yes, she thought they were pulling her leg. She soon realized that the ship really was going down and quickly got to work. Doing her job, she started to direct the more than 2,000 passengers to put on their life jackets and head to the lifeboats. How many passengers were there? There were 2,000 passengers. Did she direct them to the lifeboats? Yes, she directed them to the lifeboats. Knowing there were not enough lifeboats for everyone, she did her best not to panic anyone. What did she know? She knew there weren't enough lifeboats for everyone. Right before Violet got on a lifeboat, a baby was pushed into her arms. What happened right before Violet got on a lifeboat? Right before Violet got on a lifeboat, a baby was pushed into her arms. She later wrote in her diary about the experience in the lifeboat. What did she later write about in her diary? She later wrote about the experience in the lifeboat. Watching the ship go down, a tiny breeze, the first we had felt on this calm night, blew an icy blast across my face. Did an enormous breeze or a tiny breeze blow across her face? A tiny breeze blew across her face. It felt like a knife in its penetrating coldness. Did the wind feel like a knife or a spoon? The wind felt like a knife. I sat paralyzed with cold and misery as I watched Titanic give a lurch forward. Was she paralyzed? Yes, she was paralyzed. What did the Titanic do? The Titanic gave a lurch forward. She went down by the head with a thundering roar of underwater explosions. Our proud ship, our beautiful Titanic, gone to her tomb. How did she describe the Titanic? She describes the Titanic as proud and beautiful.